The three survivors of a South Dakota plane crash that killed 9 members of an extended family from Idaho are in stable condition today, according to a family representative. Brothers Jim and Kirk Hansen, who founded the nutritional and wellness products company Kiani, were killed. The crash also killed their father, Kirk Hansen's children, his sons-in-law, and Jim Hansen's son and grandson. Kirk's son Josh and Jim's son Matt and son-in-law Thomas Long survived. The family also ran a petroleum products distribution business called Conrad and Bischoff and a string of gas stations called KJ's Superstores. The survivors are being treated at Sanford USD Medical Center in Sioux Falls. The Sioux City Council will be asked today to approve a consulting services agreement related to the redevelopment of the historic Badgerow building. The city staff is proposing that the city enter into a contract with Chicago-based Hunden Strategic Partners to assist with the process of selecting a developer for that project. The South Sioux City Fire Department has been awarded a fire prevention and safety grant from FEMA. This grant will allow the fire department to offer smoke and carbon monoxide alarms free of charge to the residents of South Sioux City. This grant will be used to purchase 1,000 smoke alarms, 585 carbon monoxide alarms, 500 long-life lithium batteries, 4 hearing-impaired smoke alarms with strobe lights, and 4 bed shakers. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.